you be more excited? You're really kind of annoying
me
today.
It's just like in my dream. Fastball's here. I've dreamt this moment, and now they're here. Fastball's here, everybody. Years and years ago, Wendy and I did mornings over Q101, and we fell in love with this band Fastball, and we couldn't book them then. And we said, well, how about 2017? And we finally agreed on a date, and they're here. The guys from Fastball are here. Miles is here. Tony's here. Jim's here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey,
how
are you?
Coming?
He has been so annoying. We booked this very far out in advance.
Four months ago.
And we were supposed to coincide with your appearance at City Winery. That was last night.
That was last night.
That's bad planning.
We're marketing geniuses. Hey, come to the show yesterday.
So you just took the time to stay good with your deal of coming in and performing for us?
We're that.
Oh my
type
God.
Of people.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. It's sort of appropriate that you're here for a bunch of reasons. Number one, the Cubs are playing game three of their series against the Nationals. Please tell me Fastball was named because one or all of you love baseball.
We all love baseball.
Do you?
Intensely.
Do you?
We didn't at the time, but now we...
Good answer.
But now that we've been asked about it so much, we got boned up on the game.
I always thought that a twin bill of you guys in the outfield would be like the perfect baseball concert of all time.
Yeah. We've done it.
Have
we've
you?
Done it. We did a Dodgers-Mets game after the game.
Not with the outfield.
No.
Well, we were in the... We were at second base, okay?
No, he means the band, the outfield.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you meant playing in a baseball field.
No,
that's okay. That's all right.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Miles Zuniga. Am I saying this right?
Yeah.
All right, it's not really.
Close enough for jazz, baby.
Tony Scalzo?
Correct.
And where is Joey Sheffield?
Joey Sheffield is probably at home by now.
So Jim Boja is filling in.
Well, Jim Boja's playing guitar just because.
No drumming.
He has a beautiful voice. Yeah, drum kit's kind of unwieldy in an Uber.
Yeah, that's when you... Do you ever use the cajones? Is that what it's called?
We always use our cajones.
Bill, it's a little box that you tap, and it's like it sounds like a drum kit. And all right, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
It all makes sense now. You guys, I was telling you off air, Miles, you have a knack for coming up with songs that are just so incredibly catchy. You can't get them out of your head, and I mean that in a very good way.
Thank you.
You must know that. Somebody's told you that before me, I hope.
Some people say it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't recognize it?
I think we do a specific type of music.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, and it's the kind of music I love. I loved growing up and stuff, but I sometimes, quite honestly, feel like I'm making macrame.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you hear, if you listen to the top ten, it's all like synths and
music
EDM,
has changed,
and it doesn't sound anything like the music I'm making. So the music I make, I feel, is a niche group that wants to hear what I'm doing.
There's a very throwbacky sound to many of your songs.
Yeah. Well,
right?
We use guitars, which is throwbacky enough.
Exactly.
You know.
Who are some of your influences?
The Beatles is a giant one for both of us.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And then there's all kinds of other stuff, you know, that you may or may not hear. But, you know, we both love Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen and people like that and Nick Drake.
I'm influenced by every type of music. I mean, I think there's something really great from every genre there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll has to come back. It's hiding somewhere.
To me, it's like big band never came back. I don't think it moves like that. I think it was what it was, and that's just the way it is. You know, it's okay. Everything moves. You know, it's just part of life. It doesn't.
Circle of life.
It doesn't exactly. I'm hoping some dude with a laptop, you know, blows me away with his music. It hasn't really happened yet, and I can't figure if that's because I'm getting old, like get off my lawn, or if they just haven't done it yet. I can't really decide. I'm waiting for that one record that's like, oh, how could you not love this? This is insanely good.
Yeah. Can you favor us with a song now? Would you?
Yeah, we would love to do a song off our new record, which is called Step Into Light, and this is a song called Behind the Sun, and it was, you'll hear that it was very influenced by John Lennon, and today's his birthday, so here we go.
are never to stand at the sun. Ooh. Tall grains, work is never done. Slow.
Absolutely 100% beautiful. Great
job.
It's
so
Fastball.
Nice.
They're live in the studio. They were at City Winery last night.
For those of you with the ability to time travel, go see them last night. What time is the show, Miles? 7 o'clock show last night?
Shows at 9.
Go see them at 9 last night. You will not be sad.
Now, this is the end of your tour. I mean, you got an appearance somewhere in St. Louis coming up?
Next week, we're playing the finish line of the St. Louis Marathon.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that's like an 11 o'clock in the morning
but
show as well.
But that's just a one-off. So
really, basically done for the year.
Touring's when you no longer have to, like prison inmates walking, you know, single file into a restaurant. Like you,
right.
You don't have any freedom. You can't go anywhere. You got to stick to the schedule.
Yeah.
It's like being in the Army or something.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with all this time off now?
You know what?
Do you golf?
I don't golf. I just basically vacation.
I base up a fishery.
You know when you
salmon fishery.
You know when you work really hard and you take that one day or night and you say, "Today's my day."
Yeah.
I really worked hard and I'm going to reward myself. I do that for about 2 months.
Yeah.
I get done touring and just go, I deserve this expensive bottle of wine because I worked really hard. Yeah, that was
months
ago.
We just did 10 in a row. 10 in a row.
Yeah.
Last month we did 12 in a row. 12 in a row was heavy duty. You start getting really crazy.
Sure.
Touchy.
Yeah.
And, you know, your voice starts giving.
Well, that's just it. Your voice has to hold out in back-to-back shows. That's difficult. Do you do the tea and honey and lemon kind of thing?
Well, no.
I think we do like red wine and,
We forget to do that.
Oh.
I don't know. My voice is held up fine.
Yeah.
But you do become psychotic.
Oh, of course.
It just starts to, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Another gig.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because you're just playing music. It's not that hard,
but are bands that are on perpetual tours. They never come off.
But they take days off.
Days off. They probably don't do.
Look at Tom Petty just wrapping up that huge tour that he was on. Any little Tom Petty tributes that you're doing on these shows?
We did a Tom Petty. He was a real hero of mine.
Yeah.
And I got to see him when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yep. We drove. We actually had gone to the beach and heard a great Tom Petty show last night. And we're like, oh, we missed it. Where is he? And this was pre-internet. So you had to just like call the radio station or something.
Yeah.
I forget how we figured it out that he was in San Antonio, which was like about 3 hours away. And we just scrapped the beach and drove to see him.
To see him?
Scalp tickets. And then by some miracle, I got a backstage pass.
Wow.
Oh, kick.
This girl was leaving, and she's like, I don't need, you know, and we started talking to her. She gave me the backstage pass, and I went back there, and I got to meet. I couldn't believe it. He came walking into the room, and I was just so starstruck, and I told him, you know, like people tell me now, we drove all the way from, you know, to see you, and he just went, bless your heart.
Oh.
And then he left.
Oh.
That was my Tom Petty story.
That's good. It's a good one. Step Into Light is the name of the new record. It's been a while since you guys released a record. What have you been doing?
have we been doing? I don't know. You know, we have traditionally taken these long breaks.
8 years?
It was long, but it wasn't all a break because we had to record the record. Mm-hmm. We also were at a period where, you know, we were definitely in the sand trap, to use a golf analogy. Yeah. Like, we didn't have management or booking agent or anything. Like, we kind of let everything just... I think that there was a we did this little White Lies tour, and it was pretty miserable. And I think when we walked away from that, we were like, I don't want to do this anymore.
But don't you think, though, Miles, to some extent, because you hit it big fast.
Yes.
So there's kind of the mindset of, well, it's going to be like this for quite a while, don't you think?
No, I think he might have thought that.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that true?
When we had our you know, hits on the radio and everything, I really, you know, well, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you think that way. I thought we were really great. I still do. And, you know, we put out a third record after All the Pain Money Can Buy, Harsh Light of Day. I figured, well, you know, we sold 1 million copies of All the Pain. We'll definitely sell 3 million copies of this record.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen. We also put out we made a darker kind of record, more musically expansive. We got lots of... different guest artists to come in, people like Brian Setzer and Billy Preston were in there.
Oh, cool.
And we really were going for it. But, you know, once it was all over and we were and it was done recording, the record company really didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And there was no, out of my head, there was no fire escape. There was also these two guys that seemed to not really, they seemed to be half the front man,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's mm-hmm. kind of hard for them to focus on who's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And we never really did that, so yeah, you know, we had to go uphill for a long time for the last, you know, 10, 12 years.
Let's take a quick break. The guys from Fastball are here. We've been waiting for 4 months. Today's the day. The guys from Fastball are here. Go see them last night. What a show. This is Winery. We'll take a quick break.
We'll be back in Chicago.
I hope so.
We played this song so much at Q101 when this came out.
It's one of the catchiest songs of ever. You can't, I mean, once it's in your head, it's just there. It's perfect.
It's Fastball in the studio with us, Miles Zuniga. Zuniga.
Miles, however you want to say it. Miles from home.
Tony Scalzo. And Joey Sheffield is not here today.
He's not here today. But he is the drummer in the band. Mm-hmm.
And so Jim Boggio is sitting in on an additional guitar. All right, so we mentioned something about Fastball. Bill's been talking to you guys for 4 months. Oh, they're going to come in. And our producer, Chris Sarah, says, oh, that song Out of My Head is done by Machine Gun Kelly. And Grandma and Grandpa went, who? Did you guys know who that was before they did your song?
Oh, well, they recorded it first. And then I got an email from my publisher that said... they want to use the song in this track. Here's the track. Check mm-hmm. it out. I'm like, okay. I'll listen to it. I'm like, wow, this sounds like it's on the radio already. And I said, what do I have to do? She said, yes or no? And I said, yes. And within a couple of months, it was number one, straight up number one for 3 weeks.
How
cool
is that?
Do you benefit from that financially at all?
Oh, no.
Not at all. Is
yes,
that okay?
Yes, you do.
I benefit really large.
Oh, good. Then yes. Then
it's
do
great.
It. Sample all of our songs.
Right?
I need to reiterate that it's not a sample.
No, it's the song.
They don't use any of our record. They don't use my voice. They don't use any of our recorded material. They just used the song, sort of twisted the song around and rewrote it.
Yeah. So, let's hear a little quick snippet of it.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Out of my head, am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. No matter what you
it's
say,
pretty cool.
No matter what you do.
I like that. That's good.
I love when you speak breathy like that, Bill.
Thank you.
Try to do people accurate effects similar performance as possible.
Yeah.
People contact me on Facebook and Twitter and they're like, have you heard this song?
Yeah.
I think they stole your song. And just to mess with them, I'm like, what are you gonna do?
So you better lawyer up.
Can we hear the original version of that from you guys from Fastball?
This is called Out of My Head. A one, two, three. when you... Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm drunk behind the wheel. The wheel of possibility, however it may roll. Well, give it a spin, see if you can somehow factor in. You know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you mean to say. Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind? I was waiting for an invitation. It was hard to find. Don't matter what I say, only what I do. I never mean to do bad things to you. So quiet, but I finally woke up. If you're sad, it's time you spoke up to me. It was hard to find. Don't matter what I say, only what I do. I never mean to do bad things to you. So quiet, but I finally woke up. If you're sad, then it's time you spoke up to me. Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind? How could I ever been so blind? I was waiting. It was hard to find. Don't matter what I say, only what I do. I never mean to do bad things to you. So quiet, but I finally woke up.
If you're sad,
then it's time you spoke up.
Bill, are you crying?
I am crying. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm crying, and people walking down Michigan Avenue are loving it.
And
so many
singing
smiles.
Along.
Yeah,
wasn't that the coolest thing?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
All right. They are Fastball. I hope you enjoyed their show last night at City Winery. It was a 9 o'clock show, and it was rocking. Mm-hmm. We have Miles Zuniga. You can say it however
you'd
like.
You got it. Yeah, that's
Zuniga.
First one's the best.
All right. Tony Scalzo, Jim Boggia, who is playing guitar to Boggia. And say hello to Joey. You guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having us. It's a blast.
Thrilled. Anytime you're in town, just say the word. We'd love to have you back. You sound so good.
Fastballtheband.com. Follow them.